In his state budget vetoes, the governor axed a proposed half-cent sales tax increase for Milwaukee County because he said he wasn't sure the money would just be used for transit. The governor also wanted a regional transit plan. Doyle now says there's an agreement to just use the additional Milwaukee funds for transportation. He also says Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties have agreed to operate separate sub-regional transit authorities that can later merge into one regional board.
I think there is widespread agreement that in Milwaukee County, half a cent goes to transit. And what we have been very careful in this is that even that agreement may not be shared in other counties. So Racine and Kenosha are not agreeing to that. They are agreeing to a process by which they will gradually be moved into the regional transit.
Doyle says having the three counties in a common RTA would help a proposed commuter rail line known as KRM to obtain new funding from the Federal Transit Administration. But Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker takes issue with the idea of the public accepting raising his county's sales tax for transit.
They're particularly concerned because even in the region that would put Milwaukee County a full 1% higher than even our neighbors in the south in Racine County when it comes to the sales tax. And there's a great deal of worry amongst merchants that that would cost us jobs.
Walker is also running for governor as a Republican. He says it would be better to lease the Milwaukee County Airport to a private operator and use that revenue to help the financially troubled local bus system. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.